Genesis 1, a short exhortation I titled, Is This of God? Is This of God? Is This God? Is This God? Hallelujah. Wait, that sounds somehow. Is this God? Is this of God? Hallelujah. Separating light from darkness. Is this of God? You know, when you hear that, is this of God? That is a question. It's a rhetoric for the believer. It's a lifestyle that doesn't have caution is a careless lifestyle. A believer who doesn't put caution, that doesn't have caution, is living a careless and a reckless life. So the believer's life is a life of caution. If you go through scriptures, you'll find caution in Bible. The Bible is a book of caution. Caution. Amen. So when you hear that question, is this of God, is a rhetoric that brings caution. Hallelujah. It brings caution. Is this of God? I know years back, I guess that was in the early 2000s or late 90s. Someone said, ask yourself, will Jesus do this? He said, that is legalism. You are boxing us. Bible says, see that is that in Christ at liberty. You know, if you like to say nonsense sometimes, it's nonsense. People like saying nonsense. Say, where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. They don't even know what they're talking about. Liberty for what? They think it's an opportunity to live anyhow. See, when you now talk about caution, will Jesus do this? They say, no, that is legalism. That is Moses. That's Moses. We are free. But whenever, unconsciously, there's this childish childhood cartoon I used to watch then. I'm still looking for the name of that cartoon, but I was very small. So there was this word that broke out and somebody has been in captive inside cage. Unknowingly, while the war was going on, you know, the cage now got open. So the guy started shouting, I'm free, I'm captive. whenever I hear him say I'm free, use that kind of, I just remember that cartoon. He was never really free. He got into the biggest problem. Hallelujah. So I said, there's liberty. Liberty in itself is control. That's what liberty is, control. Say, no, we're no longer under bondage. We're no longer under the devil. We're no longer under sin. Where are you now? To do anyhow? No. You are under where? God. Did you see under there? Control. Did you see control? Control. Christian life is a life of control. Say, no, I cannot be controlled. We're going to see something. We don't know how long I was teaching. That is a satanic word. Demonic word. It's not of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So meetings like this afford us time to see again that the believer's life is a life of caution. Well, there's no, every time legalism, let me worship everyone legalism. Some people, because of the message they've heard. Once saved, you are saved forever. There's no people like that. That the believer cannot go to hell. Nothing like that. We'll kill them. Salvation is eternal. The pastor preached it to you. It's not a license to sin. Okay, hear me. Not a license to sin. Then, no, when you got born again. Let me do like a word man now. A reckless word man. You know the way they tell you, you are some kind of cars when you buy. They don't need to tell you to not to run fast, because the car itself is don't run fast. Amen. That car, when you buy it, before you start, that way you know there's no running fast. But you now bought a Benz, so let me use
Then I bought a Lexus. No, not Lexus. There's Lexus and a Lexus. I bought a Lexus. Once you march, this thing is marching. Not the one that when you march, people are shouting Jesus. So you're entering somewhere. You march like you, bam! Yeah. His brain, if nobody tells you, your brain will tell you that that kilometer per hour that you see 220, you say, I want to run into 220. Continue. The result, when you see the result, eh? You might see the result on the other side. Do you understand? Let me just match 220. Why is the number there? The number is there for me to hit it, right? Hit it. But see yourself, you apply caution. Right? Yeah. You can see you can run to 220. Can the car get to 220? You can't know. Right? Yeah. But you are giving yourself brain. You see 220 are running 80. It doesn't mean you are low. It means you are applying caution. You are not reckless. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. You are not reckless. Say, ah! Once saved, forever saved. Salvation is eternal. I have eternal salvation. Number two, where are you going to? Say, grace and truth came by Jesus. This grace. Grace or what? Just be listening to the next one. That means I can do anyhow. Did you see? What have you done? You've thrown caution into the wind. A believer who throws caution into the wind is a reckless believer. See, God many times doesn't use men who are reckless. Watch the men whom God uses. There are men that know how to apply caution. Know when to use the brakes. Hallelujah. Now you see people crossing, you see firing speed. So I want to just cruise this car. You cruise your life too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you see people who drive cars and they don't know how to apply the brakes, you call them Yahoo boys, ritually. Yeah. So, the question is, this of God is caution. Bringing caution to the believer's life. You've known the word. You know the word. Part of the word you also need to know is caution. Genesis 1, quickly. 4 verse 1. It says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. It says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Do you see that? Hallelujah. So we say this is God's plan. God's plan in the earth. God's plan in the earth. Heaven and earth, right? Let there be light. Where's the light? In the earth. That's God's plan for the world. I told you and I warned you, don't use this verse for creation. Please. Because once you get in there, you try to use it to solve science. You enter into big issues. So don't even talk about science there. Amen. This is Jesus, this is Moses writing to you the oracles of God. And he's telling you the plan of God is heaven in all the earth. Hallelujah. And he shows you the earth without the heaven, darkness, tohu abohu. Now, tohu abohu, which is darkness, that word tohu abohu is a word for recklessness. It's a word for disorder. No caution. You notice that? Tohu abohu. No caution. Everything is just in disarray. Where there is no caution, there is no order. Watch that. Where there is no caution, there is no order. So tohu abohu is how the word was in. And God said, let there be light. The word there is higher force or higher awe, which is I am light. Did you see that? God calls himself as the solution to man's chaotic lifestyle, to man's chaotic world. Did you see that? God is the answer. Man's chaotic world. He said, let there be light. And there is light. Hope you're following me. So God calls himself the answer. In John chapter 8 verse 12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. The same word in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. I am the light. So he said, I am the light. Everybody listen to Jesus. No, he was reading Genesis 1 3. I am the light. Hallelujah. I'm the light of the world. I'm the light of the world. Hallelujah. So God called himself as the answer, and that is God's plan in all the earth. He has the answer to man's problem. He has the, that is him in all the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In verse 4. Look at what it is. Now, he said, but the answer has come. God said, let there be light. Right? Is that not the answer? That's the answer. But it didn't end there. Look at what God did in verse 4. He saw that the light was good. And God divided. God went ahead. He divided the light of darkness. Did you see that? So, you know, could just say, let there be light. There's light. That's the answer. Everybody, come on, let's go. What? But he didn't stop there. He divided. And that is the revital. He separated. That word to divide is the word badar in the Hebrew. Badar. Badar. B-A-D-A-L. It means to distinguish. To put a difference. Hallelujah. So God distinguished light from darkness. He put a difference. Hallelujah. The same word for badar is what you find in verses 6. To divide. Yeah, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters, to divide. Did you see that? Hallelujah. In verse 7, and God made the firmament and divided the waters that were under the firmament from the waters that were above the firmament. Hallelujah. So God divided the waters under and the waters above, from the waters above. Hallelujah. Something that it will come out interesting in the coming years. Hallelujah. In the coming years, we'll see what it means. But he divided the water from the water. Hallelujah. Amen. And you're talking about supernatural things. Heaven is used for supernatural, for the supernatural, right? So they say the heavens of the heavens is talking about something very fundamental, the supernatural world. He divided the supernatural world. Just like he divided the lights of darkness, he divided the supernatural world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You'll find that word again using Leviticus. Before you get to Leviticus, get to Exodus 26, verse 33. Exodus 26, 33. Like this. And thou shalt hang the veil under the thatches. This is concerning the tabernacle. And thou mayest bring thither within the veil the ark of the testimony. And the veil shall divide between you and the holy place and the most holy. Did you see that? So the veil was to divide. Right? Go to God. Leviticus 10 verse 10. It says there, it says, that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean. There must be a difference. This is Genesis 1 verse 4. This is that light from darkness, to put a difference between clean things and unclean, holy and what is not holy. Hallelujah. Chapter 11 verses 47. It says to make difference between the clean, between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. You see that? Hallelujah. You find it also in Leviticus 20 verse 24. That's the word badar. Leviticus 20, 24. Is it? I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess it, a land that flowed with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which I have separated you from the other people. This is that separated you. That's what to separate, badar, to differentiate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So that means we'll find God's work in Genesis chapter 1 verse 4. God did what is called a badar. He separated it. So he just made light, and I don't know, he separated light from darkness. He works. See that? He separated the works of darkness. Hear that? Separated. And God intends in salvation the believer should do what he has done. See that? Amen? He separated it for you to see it, so that you too will do it. So how? That's why he says to them, they should separate between holy and unholy things. You should be able to do it, but God has done it in the new birth. So you are going to, what are you going to do? You are going to recognize what God has done and walk in what God has separated. Hope you're following me now. The believer is to recognize what God has separated and walk in it. Glory to God. So our role is to recognize it. Recognize it. I told you that in life, God gives man choices. Every day, every time, you are faced with choices. Hallelujah. You are faced with choices. You have a choice to always make. God will only show you what to choose. But he will not force you to choose what he wants you to choose. Hallelujah. But take note, whatever choice you make, there is a consequence. There is a reward or a consequence for your choice. Okay, everybody. Amen. That's how God has made it up. Who brings the judgment? God has placed the judgment. There is a consequence. Hallelujah. There's a consequence for a believer. But what do? You get saved. You recognize. You are now to recognize. Is what is of God and walk in it. So then the question is, this of God? In the year 2024, you are supposed to ask yourself that question. It keeps you in check. Is this of God? This that I'm doing, this that I'm about to do, is it the leading of the Spirit? Is it of God? Is it of God? Hallelujah. Amen. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Glory to God. So a believer cannot say, because he is saved, he can afford to do anything and get away with it. No. Jesus has died for my sins, past, present, and future. So he can do anything. Are your hand out pure or mango? Can you do anything? Just do anything. So people are like that. I will get away with it. I will just ask God for forgiveness. You are a reckless, careless, unreliable believer then. I'm telling you the truth. That's a problem. That's what you are showing. And you just have it somewhere in your head. I'm saved. Once saved, forever saved. I'm not disputing that. But it doesn't mean you should live a careless life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The believer is not a dumping ground for every activities in the world. Because you are saved, you feel you can do anything. No more control, just throw it into the wind. Go online, say anything, talk anyhow. Your body, your mind becomes a dumping ground for everything. Everything is just dumped inside you. Pa, 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 pa. No. No. Remember, God made light shine in darkness, yet he divided the light from the darkness. Do you see that? Paul will now say, walk in the light. Do you see that? You walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Do you see that darkness? Is that separating? Yes, separating. You're walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Romans 4, we say, how do you mortify the deed of the flesh? In the Spirit. It's in the Spirit. It's in the Spirit. So I stay constantly in the Spirit. Stay constantly in the Spirit. When in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, when Paul said, quench not the Spirit, it means, a believer can quench it. Quenching the Spirit means quenching control. You are throwing control into the wind. Because the work of the Spirit also is control. Caution. Order. Order. Caution is not legalism. Caution is order. Order. Hope you're hearing me.
Can a believer get born again and live a careless life? Yes! Yes! Paul said, one thing I do. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. He said, I put my body under subjection. Live after preaching. I myself will not be cast away. Cast away. Cast away from where? Heaven?
I've taught you that already.
To know. Hallelujah. But I too will not be cast away. So that means we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to bring order. To recognize what God has done and walk in it. That is order. What God has done in creation is order. What do you hear me? Recognize it and walk in order.
You can say you're fruitfulness and you are in disorder.
There can be fruitfulness. If God wants to do something, the first thing he does is order. We're going to see some of that in the next section. God brings order first. God wants to use it with order first. Amen. He brings in order. God cannot flow in disorder. No. God can't flow. Hallelujah. So there's order.
Order in the local church. Order. Order. Order in your life. Order in your life.
I'm talking to Ross today. This morning. Oh, this afternoon already. I'm talking to Ross this afternoon. Are you embracing order? Thank God for grace. Thank God for which grace?
We're going to see something shortly as we get to teach.
Grace has been since Genesis. But yet we see that we see God's judgment on disobedience. Hallelujah. Paul,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, quickly. Watch to 1 Corinthians 10. Oh, before we get to 1 Corinthians 10, let's see something. In 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14, quickly. Oh, go to 1 Corinthians 10. Then he said, he's dead. No, he's dead in the Old Testament. No, you don't do that. You don't say that. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 6, verse 14. See, what he says? He's talking to believers too. He's talking to believers. And then says, in 1 Corinthians 6:11, he says they are sanctified, they are justified. He says that they are saved. And then saved ones forever saved. Yes. Well, here's what he says today, in verse 14. Let's read together. One, two, go. Stop. He said, be not what? Hallelujah. I know people have to use this thing for marriage. Don't get married to an unbeliever. You can use it for it. For was talking about something about the world. Hallelujah. We're going to get there. Say, be not unequally yoked with who? Unbelievers. Say, for what fellowship? That's the word koinonia. What fellowship? What agreement? What sharing? Has light? I mean, as righteousness with unrighteousness. What communion rather? That's this communion now. Has light with darkness. Did you see that? Communion has light with darkness. Is that Genesis? Is that Genesis? It separated it. So what arrangement are they? Do they have together? It has been separated. Hallelujah. What agreement? Has light with darkness. Hallelujah. I had something some days back that got me, that got my heart. We're in a place. And Pastor Shebu said something. He said, if Paul walks in here, a church, he said, if Paul walks in here, or Moses walks in here and see everybody with their phones, no one is going to say, I know! That got me thinking all day. Because that's what I'm calling idol. Not everybody on their phones. You are praying, you are giving status. I don't worship. You are giving status. You are praying, you are checking what is man you playing. Man you!
I love what the Pope said. For somebody who was trying to defend the Pope, he said, oh, two men came and want you to bless the union. Just
very stupid talks too. So you say, oh, you people are Man United. I love that. There's the Man United part that I like. Out of all the nonsense he said, he said Man United.
Man United. No, that was not our, not Man United. Thieves, demons. And a pastor that spoke in tongues for 15 hours. Say, I'm a Man United fan. That's going to hell fire. No mincing of words. Man United. It's only Man United.
I wonder what they don't call their female club. Woman United. Nonsense. Yeah. Go, go, go. What is it about? Chelsea is name of Ogogoro. Yeah, you don't know anything.
You have to say, don't be drunk with wine. When you get it. Or be feed with the spirit. That is just it. We just brought scripture. Yeah, right. What is Doba? What communion of life with darkness?
What communion as a believer with guns? Nothing. Hallelujah. Wow, because the Bible says the weapon of our warfare, they are not of this world. They are mighty
to God. So when you carry a gun, you don't believe. You are same with signs and the shadows. You are not different from who? Pharaoh. Who had in his heart.
After all the teaching, 10 hours, 15 hours. Still believe in guns. Hellfire is yours. Amen. Let's continue. Verses 15. They will conquer that Christ with billions. Like God used to do expose. Pastor said. And we delete it. Glory to God. Amen. You must know when I'm using sarcasm. If I this one is one of me, I guess it's you're demonically possessed. Yeah, I used to see you with Asna. You're shouting Ghana. People that are Ghana are 7 feet below. Yeah? They were conquered as Christ with Belial. Or what part as he that believeth with an infidel? Did you say that? The word agreement at the temple of God is even to the believers. Righteousness. Look at what he called the believer. Righteousness, light, temple of God. Hallelujah. Christ with idols. He said, you are the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. As God has said, I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. Hallelujah. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Wherefore, verse 17. Let's see that. Verse 17, it says what? Come out from among them and be ye. Did you see that? Bada? Did you see that? He's talking to believers. Are they washed? Are they sanctified? Yes. He says, come out from among them and be ye bada. Be different from them. Hallelujah. So the believer is mandated to live a different life. I don't like a song we used to sing. I can live a clean life in a dirty society. You will help me to live a clean life. Hallelujah. Amen. The society can be dirty. It doesn't mean I should be dirty. How about you hearing me? How about you hearing me? The society can be full of murmuring. Can be full of evil. Doesn't mean I should be evil. No. Hallelujah. Say, come out from among them and be a what? And be a what? Perfect. Be a clean. Hallelujah. Shall be unto you a God, and they shall be my people. They be ye separate, rather. They touch not the unclean thing. He's using Isaiah. He said, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Hallelujah. Touch not the unclean thing. Touch not the unclean thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bada. But different. And here it deals with our works. Come out from among them. Our action. Come out from among them. It doesn't mean you should not leave the whole world and go to rest. Yeah? You want to go?
But the moment he said, I've decided to follow Jesus,
the one who said, goodbye world, I stand no longer with you. I've made up my mind to go God's will for the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's will for the rest of my life. The decision you must make.
Hallelujah.
When you are fully committed to God's task in the earth, and not influenced by the world.
Hallelujah.
Your life is not patterned around the world.
No!
Hallelujah. I'm a believer. You know what it is to be a believer? See, I'm a believer. That word is tongue. I am a believer.
A believer means I've not just only believed for salvation, I believe everything that is in salvation. Hallelujah. I'm a believer. I believe for salvation and everything that is in the instruction, I'm a believer. Hallelujah. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Hallelujah. That's the totality of the believer's life.
Of the Christian life. To trust God. We are in time of grace. Anything can happen. That's why you can go to tap and fight. You are fighting like an unbeliever. I remember then. There's this sister like that who I do respect very well. I don't want to tell you where. But when I see her, very, so one day I went to see my friend. Ah! I was shocked. What is it I was saying? She carried somebody's bucket.
She was bleeding!
What?
She now carried her, what do they call it? Oshika, what is it? Scarf. Now carry her what? The door! If I don't beat you, ah! That same hand you want to use to beat! That same hand you lift up in glory. Ah! That's the man! I'll beat you for this water, this time.
Ah! I'll drop, drop by the one side, I'll beat. Ah! You can't make such careless talk. You can't make such careless statement.
Hallelujah. What's the difference? A town in the street is breaking, but you are breaking back. What's the difference?
Child of God,
then that means you are not different from the believer who is taking weed. It's the same boat. They are breaking both you. They say, you know, one hand is not bad. Very soon as I start, they say, no, I don't need to take weed. I need to take benzene. Study benzene.
If you graduate, before you begin, some people have to tell you know, weed is medicinal. Sure, we're all right.
You're already going to psychiatry. No caution. No caution. Small, small for a chando. For now, we have mass. For a chando, to 4 cousins, 5 cousins, 10 cousins. Before we know it, we see. It is small, small. Amen. Amen.
Who caught
you? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't
know. That's what I say. I don't know. You're going to take is just 3% to is 13%.
23%. Let's see. Let's add in competition 100%.
Continue. Odoro. Yeah.
You
know,
just
more.
It's too
much. That's how it starts. You don't know. It's on slow down to enter reggae. It does not start with reggae. You don't know. Slow, small. Just a normal friend. He said, just my friend. Just my stupid statement. Just my childhood friend. Childhood. And you are born again. Childhood friend. Not like childhood friend. We used to, he just used to come and a childhood. From childhood. Childhood. That's how it started. Childhood. Before you know, you are now committee of friends. Committee of friends begin to do.
How did it happen? I didn't know. Something just came over me. It has been coming over you for years, but you didn't see.
Hallelujah. Place caution in your life. Set boundaries. Boundaries with God's word. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I remember years back, I was in the street. Went to collect wire. A lady has been following me up since there was one. Tell me to try.
See that. My father will say those are churches don't have compassion on God.
Following me up. So I knew what she was doing, but I just kept quiet. When we were in SS2, I came to collect wire. She now opened up. She said, can't you see all these things in SS1?
Can't you see? Can't you see? Can you talk there? Nothing can happen between us. Why? Am I not being stood up and come like this? And the wrong person is
sitting
like that. Me. How did you see me like that?
You. That
Baba
has not cooked the food well.
Baba needs to cook very well.
And the wrong person. She did do. She did do. See what lies she did do. It was, doesn't that look good? I said, you're looking good, you look nice. I said, hey, how do you know? I said, one, you're a Muslim. That is, I said, that alone is disqualification. I said, no, I can become a Christian. I said, don't become a Christian.
Now, the thing is that, you're a Muslim. He can't walk. I crossed your mind several times, but you won't cross mine. You've not even crossed but you've not. Hey, what? There's some things that are just principle. That those principles can cross. In the way, he cannot ever cross my mind to ever. I don't think I've ever, even in the worst situation when I needed to win. I've ever said, let me support mind you.
How?
Even if they need to win for me to qualify, they must lose. Because we are told to cast out demons. So very simple.
Amen. But I'm just telling you the truth.
There's some things that are just necessity. But they believe that. You've given yourself to this man, that man, this man, that man, this woman, that woman. That. Ah!
No!
The Bible says flee from sexual immorality. I'm warned of that. Hallelujah.
Flee!
Let him that still know.
Ephesians 4.
That means there were believers who were stealing in Ephesians 4. They were stealing. You don't know? They were doing thievery. And Paul said, let him that tell him that is that not caution? Is that not honor? Say, but he's born again. He's at liberty. This guy liberty. How can I be speaking in tongues? Oh, that's a bad character. Stop it. Don't steal no more. Tell him to go and look for job. Tell him to go and submit CV. Hallelujah. Get a decent work, no matter the amount.
Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. Caution. In the year 2024. Is a year for fruitfulness. So you have a fruitfulness. So God is saying, as you get prepared to be fruitful in the course of God in all the earth, order must come to your life. You begin to ask yourself, is this of God? Is this of God? Separating light from darkness and
earth. Hallelujah.
I was never allowed the world. Never allowed the world to get into my life. Pastors. Don't allow the word get into your church. Don't allow the word get into your PCs. Oh, they are me. Don't!
So, there's something about the word. We're going to see that in the next section.
Hallelujah. Don't get into your church. Are you getting into your meetings? Everybody begins to do best in church. In the spirit of the world.
Don't allow me.
Hear that? Don't allow me.
In your own life, you don't allow it.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Say, brother, I used to like it. I used to. Don't like it anymore. Hallelujah. I used to be a bed dancer. Used to. Then cry. Hallelujah. Amen. I say, the days of Shakiti Bobo is over. The word we are doing. Glory to God.
It doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter. We are all saved. One saved, forever saved. 1 Corinthians 10.
1 Corinthians 10. 10. Paul said, I'll start from verses 5. It says, but with them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. These were people that were delivered.
Remember, I told you this is not salvation. This is not national salvation.
It's just they were delivered from Egypt by God's outstretched arms. Did you hear that?
Amen.
They delivered. Now, so that these things happened to them. These things were our examples. Examples there is that, see, it has happened before. It can happen. As example. Example means watch the pattern.
Watch it. And Ananias and Sapphira, they just were under the way. They just fell small. Let's keep it as for small. Let's just keep it as for small. Let's just pass for small. You are told like that? Let's challenge. Let's just do small, small. Let's lumber. Thank you. That's the word, lumber. Just give lumber light. No, there's heavy lumber and there's light lumber. And it is. This is the reason for our example. Say that. What is the theological explanation, the hermeneutics of scriptures on why Ananias and Sapphira had to die? You want me to give you hermeneutics on how they died? Try and lie. Do what they did. Then when you get to the other side, you ask them patiently.
You are looking for who you recover. That's what you don't need them, not fix so. Amen? And I think you don't need, it has happened so that you will learn. Give yourself bread. They died. Hallelujah. Let me begin to round up this now. Oh, my time is off. Let me get around this up.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. So they were using for examples. It can happen again. So that to the internet we should not lust over evil things as they lusted evil things. What happened to them if they started? They were overthrown in the wilderness. They were overthrown in the wilderness. Glory to God. Say, neither be ye idolatrous, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, and as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. You see that? Amen? Amen? Brothers, you can hear it. Sisters, you can hear it. No testing ground. Glory to God. No testing ground. I want to test different suits to choose the one today. Continue. Hallelujah. That happened for our examples. Verses 9. Neither let us tempt twice, as all of them were tempted. As some of them also tempted, and they were destroyed of serpents. You see that? Of serpents. Judgments. That means you find judgment on people's choice. Say, but sir, they were delivered by God, yes. But they had choices to make. Oh, my enemy. Guys, how God has done it. For every choice you make, you face the judgment for it. Every choice. I remember one time like that, a brother, on the 31st night like today, he slept with a lady, got born again on the first. 9 months, the result of 31st night happened. And he got frustrated. I asked him, are you thinking God was going to abort the child? God wasn't going to abort the child. He said, no, but that was the old things that passed away. I said, the child is not OT. So, because he couldn't abort the child, he doesn't want to born again, thinking God will abort it. It's not true.
Just recently I heard that the child passed on. The child was about 15 years.
Hallelujah, so painful. But I told him, it cannot happen like that. What is passed away is your old nature. But that child, not your old nature. That child is your present now reality. That is the judgment for that action. Over here, that's the judgment you have. Who says the repercussion? Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. It says, verse 11. See, all these things happened to them for examples, and they were written for our admonition, our warnings. Can you see? The Bible is full of caution. They are warnings to you. Say to the intent. Hallelujah. Upon whom, I'm reading another scripture, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Say therefore, let him not think it to stand. Take heed, lest he fall. Take heed. Do you see that? Take heed. Caution. Caution. Place caution over your life. Take heed. Place caution. Place caution over your life. Saying that to you this afternoon, as we close, place caution over your life. Hallelujah. So there are things that are not of God that we mustn't be found doing. There are things that are not of God that we must not be found doing. So the question is this of God? That question brings caution to our work. You can't decide to live anyhow. You can't. You live anyhow because you think you are saved forever, or you can't go to hell. That's stupidity. That's stupidity. It will lead me to something that will teach us in the course of the year. Don't be a foolish Christian. Don't be foolish. You can have foolish believers. Don't be a foolish Christian. Amen. So this year, 2024, our entry, we'll have a lot of teachings as regards caution. But it's something that we must always gauge in our life. In the year 2024. Remind yourself again. There's caution in my life. There's order in my life. And that caution is placed in the local church for you to follow. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We'll see some of all this in the next section. Paul warned about, in the next section on this teaching, Paul warned about the brother who had his father's wife. 1 Corinthians 5. Had his father's wife. We have examples in scriptures also. We saw people who walked out of caution. We had Noah's son that saw his father's nakedness. For the father's nakedness. Out of caution, we have Reuben that defiled his father's bed. Unstable. Hallelujah. No caution in their life. No caution in their words. They were loosed. Remember the Bible says they were written for our warning. So we go back again and look at them. Hallelujah. Go back again and look at them. You will find Esau. He was loose in speech. Losing speech. We find the children of Israel, they were murmuring. Today, murmuring doesn't mean you must always come out to shout. True. Murmuring also means, how do you comment online? Can be a murmur online. Can be murmuring online. Amen. Some people, they know how to comment everywhere in the world. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I say this in my notes. Word man. Word man. Your knowledge of God's word doesn't give room to misbehave. Dear word man. Your knowledge of God's word doesn't give room to misbehave. Proverbs 14:12 said there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. Say the end thereof is destruction. Destruction. A way that seems right. There's something called the spirit of this age. The spirit of this age. The word of this, the God of this world. Brohegan will call it looseness and lightness. Just loose. We are not supposed to live that kind of life. Loose. Just talk anyhow. Brother Shegu shared with us about, I close here, about a young lady who, when she was in the university, years back, had a conversation with her friend. She didn't say Brother Shegu, but had a conversation with her friend about never getting married to a pastor. A pastor, those beasts, anyway. Pastors are this, pastors are that, pastors are that. Don't talk about that, don't talk about that. May I like a man that will be there for me, that will be there for me. I love it. Are they there? Can I marry a soldier? Shall we move from Kaduna? Shall we? A man that will be there for me, I will love it. The man should not go to work.
You will eat. You eat sand. Eat stone for bread. Serpent for fish. Nonsense.
That's all. Is that this economy? How are you? That's all. No, it's there. That man is fast. She said all those things. Years down the line, she's now married. She has found a man that will be there for her. And down the line, she now had the call of God into ministry. She now wants to serve God. But here is the husband she married that was in. That was her ride and die. Now said, it was now the major caveat. You can't do ministry. It made it so difficult for her. So she just came and complained to Pastor. See, I can't do ministry because of X, Y, Z. This and that and that. So why she was talking to Pastor Shabu now saw a vision of a university. Show the name of the university. Now said, was there a time you had a meeting with your friend? And those friends she had there, that conversation, we were all Muslims. And then you're just gisting and say, I can't marry the pastor. I can't, do you remember you had that conversation? You say, yes. He said, that is, what you are experiencing now, is the judgment, is the reward of what you said years back. Say, but sir, that is like, you know where, Satan plays a long game. It makes you say foolish things today. And tomorrow, those words will come back to hurt you. So you can't be loose. It's not every conversation you must choke your mouth. Some people, they can choke their mouth in every conversation. They can go to their mouth everywhere. Pew. And they're not just like that. They also do it online. That's some people. Not in their church, though. But that's some people. Ah! All the short clips online, I'm always seeing their comments. Suppose you comment on everything. Suppose you let the whole world know that you watch it. Just be choking your mouth. Recently, somebody was comparing the story of a Mekaike story. And that of a... what's the name of this other guy? Tidedoche's son's story. Say, Mekaike's story is dry. And that, you live your life. And you're looking for celebrity stories to talk about. Sure, alright. Are you normal? Say, no, now, no, sir. Just go to this lover to just know, just to keep yourself calm. This lover. Say, like this, are you not busybody? Then no, I'm going to be a bit. What are you doing? Are you a celebrity's life? Celebrity! You know the girls laugh over. We can kindle it. You will just look for one to laugh over. A busybody. And you've never won one soul for the past 10 years. You've never discipled anybody. They call, they bring the book of life. How many people have you won for Christ? None. None. Swear. Nonsense. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, I trust the Lord. At the end of this conference, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. All that will come to our life. All that will come to our life. We will embrace caution. Embrace order. And 2024, in our churches, in our local churches, we will receive fruitfulness. In our world, we will receive fruitfulness. We will be fruitful. You will win souls. This is the best year so far. 2024. You will win souls like never before. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You will win souls like never before. You will look back at the end of 2024 and say, I have not won souls like this. You will win souls in their numbers, in their tens and in their hundreds. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. In the year 2024. Your meeting venues will be outpacked. In the name of Jesus Christ, men will listen to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's wisdom rest and abide with you. Yeah. Yeah. As you allow order into your life, yeah, it will show forth in your fruitfulness. Yeah, the hand of God will be seen in your life. The hand of God will be seen in your work. Places either so now that you struggled in the ministry, that's taken away. Those struggles are gone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, just thank Him where you are. Newness and freshness in my ministry, in my work. We sing newness and freshness. And freshness. In my ministry, my walk.
In my ministry,
in my walk.